8th, the approval of minutes for May 13th.
I better let you go there, Steve.
Make a motion to approve as written.
And I will second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, department reports, fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink Staff, Vincent's Fire Chief. To date, as of this afternoon, we're at 1,288 responses. Our smoke and CO detector through the FEMA grant is going really well since we ramped it up in the last month or so. We have distributed or installed 384 combination detectors, 124 smoke only, and three hearing impaired for a total of 511 detectors thus far, which we're very, very proud of. Although I was not in town over the weekend, speaking with the members and the officers in charge, I want to give kudos to Rendezvous for Spirit of Incense for the great, once again, Mr. Hill, how many years is this?
43.
43 years. We did, our department, attend to or assist with 5 patients during the Rendezvous. I want to also give a shout out to the memorial service that was held on Memorial Day. Mr. Harold Hensley in the American Legion and our fantastic cemetery superintendent, Danny Wilson, who always does a great job during that. Another shout out to the Lincoln High School baseball team for their winning of sectional. We have applied for 3 more zero match IDHS grants. One, a community preparedness, our CPR Stop the Bleed to educate the community and get the materials for that. We've applied to replace our now outdated airbags on both of our rescue trucks. We hope to be able to achieve that, to save city tax dollars again on purchasing of that equipment. And we have applied to ramp up our active shooter response. Unfortunately, with the supplies needed and training that goes along with that, but we're trying to be the best we can be when it comes to that as far as being prepared. Hope for the best and prepare for the worst. All right, thank you.
City inspector is out. We'll move to the animal shelter.
Leah Vantlin, Vincent's Animal Shelter. Our numbers for the month of April, we took in a total of 15 cats. Of those, 5 were stray, 4 were owner surrenders, 6 were seized from out in the community. We adopted out 16 cats in April, and we had 4 feral releases. Our dog intake for April, we took in 60 dogs total. Of those, 18 were picked up running stray, 5 were owner surrenders, 31 were seized. Of those dogs, we had 50 total outcomes. They were 18 adoptions. 30 dogs were returned to their owner after picked up running loose in town, and 2 dogs were sent to rescue. Our current census, we have 15 dogs in our 5-day hold at this time. We don't have any cats in 5-day hold, so we have a total of 15 animals in our 5-day hold. We do have 18 animals that are out to foster right now. 2 of those are dogs that are out foster to adopt, and 16 of those are orphaned kittens that are being fostered until they're old enough to be adopted. We have 24 available dogs, 8 available cats, and our total onsite population at this time is 47. And we do still have our gun raffle going on as a fundraiser to help with the building. We had a Henry 20-inch 410-gauge shotgun donated for us to sell Chances to Win to try to raise money for our building fund. So we're selling those tickets at this time. Okay? Thank you.
And Danny is off to the cemetery. He worked all weekend. Moved to old business. First, Trailblazer 5K banner request. Kramer.
Hi, Alma Kramer. Generations is hosting their 10th annual Trailblazer 5K. We're doing, I gave the information to Paula for the banners, but we're doing the same route, everything, on August the 12th. And that same route as last year, we get to go through Kimmel. So
Right. It's
very nice and scenic and then throughout the campus. Right. So Right. We got a good response from last year with it, and we're hoping to grow from it.
Okay. Chief, you have any issues there with that?
No, it's primarily on the campus, so they usually take care of that.
Okay. Paul, you still need insurance for... What do we need insurance for?
The insurance is our insurance company. They renew it July 31st. So because they can't renew it until this one expires, and then the new one will be July. And then we gave the direct email.
So is the banner, what's the date on that? I mean, the date of the banner.
The banner is July 15th.
It's where? Oh, it's here. I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of banners on Hart Street from July 15th for 2 weeks and on College Avenue for 2 weeks starting July 29th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I just didn't see that. I flipped immediately to that poster.
New business. July 4th Street closing.
Zach Westfall, Vincent's Firefighter Association. We're requesting to close Patrick Henry Square again for the food vendors on the 4th of July, same as we've done before. And then also, again this year, if we can, get to Gimbel Corner for the bounce houses.
Okay. All right.
And you'll let us know about...
Yeah, if we get 2 minutes, we kind of set up that loop behind the Beauty College for overflow vendors.
That's your overflow?
Yeah, if we get 2 minutes, we discussed that, using that as a possible option again.
Okay. All right. So we'll make a motion to approve the fire department's request for July 4th street closing in the Patrick Henry Square area, and also use of the Gimbel Corner for bounce houses.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Next is Reader Run.
Hi, Megan Jennings with the Vincent's Rotary Club. I'm requesting the approval for a Rita Run. Since I have submitted this, the date has changed. It's actually going to be September 7th of 2019.
Okay.
We would like to start at the Highland Woods Park facility, run out towards like the Lincoln and Clark, so run out from the city, turn, I think it's Watermelon Road, and then come back up Main and end at Highland Woods. That's approximately 3.21 miles, I think. So
go make them run a little farther.
Do what?
Make them run a little bit
farther. Make them go a little further. And no one will. It's a fun run. This is a 21 and over event.
Right.
Hence the name Margarita Run. So we're going to have margaritas at the Highland Woods facility. Rotary International does have liability insurance. I have a copy of that if you need to see it. Any other questions or anything else you need from me?
I don't think so. I think that a good part of the run is actually in the county, so you probably ought to check with the law enforcement in that area just to make sure they're okay, and I'm sure they will be.
Anything else, Chief?
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the route as described for the Rotary Reader Run request. That's a mouthful.
I know, right?
On September 7th with the registration at 10 and race starting at 1.
Okay.
Okay, all favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next is resident parking issue, Fred Steele.
My name is Fred Steele, and I have a handicap parking signage posted in front of my house, and on various occasions there have been people that have been violating in that. So this past Sunday, a week ago Sunday, I had called the Vincennes Police Department, and the responding officer informed me that he could not tow it or give any citation because the curb did not have blue paint on it. And I've inquired about from the city department that they've never heard of that statute. And I consequently have gotten some paper from the city department. Article 72.043, it's signs and markings, designated fees. Section A, an appropriate sign and painted lines where appropriate. And I've never had any blue paint on that curb. And a responding officer, I think, is just kind of like misinformed me that, and I just want a clarification of such. Step aside.
Great. Dusty Luking, Vincennes Police Department. I found out just a little bit earlier about this, and I did have an opportunity to look into it. And I think he is correct in the fact that I believe that the responding officer was either misinformed or misstated what the situation was there. And the policy has to do with the blue paint. There is state statute that that deals with private property and handicapped areas where appropriate, it's recognized that they use blue paint. The city, however, has never done that, and the sign itself should have been appropriate where he could have taken action so if he chose to do that. It's my understanding in this situation he contacted the person moved the vehicle, but I do agree that action could be taken just by the sense of the sign being there, and it is not the practice of the city to paint the lines blue. So for that, I apologize, Fred, because I do believe that he was unintentionally, I think, because I think he was thinking of the state law on the private property. I think that he made the decision. He contacted the person moved the vehicle. Okay?
Is that typically you try to contact the
individual? Normally on parking problems, we do try to contact the individual to see if they will move it. It's one of those situations where after it becomes a problem or if we see it routinely happening, we do, and we can, on the first, it's usually an officer discretion thing, tow the vehicle from that position. And I would say we normally err on towing the vehicle if it is a handicap situation. Handicap parking. For obvious reasons.
Squared away.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. Next, award the 2019 CCMG project.
You should have the Form 96 contract ready to go, and I'm recommending we award the contract to E&B Paving with the stipulation that we're cutting 11th Street, 20th Street, and Barnett Street. That'll get us back underneath our allotted funding amount, and then in the next couple of meetings, we'll have revised contracts back from NDOT that we can sign and get approved through this board and move forward with the contract. So that's my recommendation.
ME, is that what you said?
E&B.
EMB. EMB. Okay. EMB. Okay, so we'll make the motion to approve the city engineer's request to award the 2019 CCMG project to EMB paving.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.